You're gonna miss it. You're gonna miss it. What's going on, guys? Yeah,
so smooth, you never even knew I messed
for
up.
Real.
Another episode of Preferences and References. We got Einstein, the homie Z, always on Demonic.
What he do?
We are here chilling, drinking, like always.
Dude, it's like, I think we should talk about what today is.
What today is? Friday?
Because it's so good.
It's Friday.
But it's not a regular Friday. It's a color Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a color Friday? You
wanna, I'm not using
you
the word color.
Get canceled already?
I'm just saying, yeah, it's a
you want to get canceled
don't
already?
Don't get canceled, man.
All right, it's Black Friday, everybody.
Oh, woo! Damn it. We're gonna get canceled, just like that, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Preferences and References.
That's how we did it. All right. So it's Black Friday, and Columbus is... nobody's reputation has gone down further than Columbus. Well, I guess Kanye. But Columbus, his reputation went downhill pretty quick after people started looking at the history books. If you could choose someone to be in history, American history, who would it be?
Wait, what?
Could choose a person to become from American history, who would it be?
Cassius Clay.
And you can't say Obama. Okay, go ahead.
Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay. Why him?
He's the first person to actually, he was the reason, you can look it up, but he was the actual reason why Lincoln freed the slaves.
Lincoln Park.
Since we're going to start off kind of slow. The topic for today is your true self. And in this round table, eventually we'll have to make it into a rectangle.
Homeboy survived three assassination attempts. The first one, he murked. The assassin and his two friends.
Was he part of the Assassin's Creed cult?
Yes.
I just said that.
Oh.
Homeboy got mad at his parents and freed his parents as slaves.
He was a rebellious punk rocker or what? Before punk rock.
Pretty
was
much, bro. Like,
he was into post-punk, huh?
Right. The slaves were valued at today of like $2.5 million. Yeah, he's the reason. Wow. Yeah, he was. Lincoln originally didn't want to do the whole Emancipation Proclamation as fast as he did, but it was Cassius Clay the one that pushed him towards. Towards doing that.
Cassius Clay's an interesting person. I had no idea who he was. I heard his name before, but I didn't really know much about.
I think Cassius isn't that the one that inspired like Muhammad Ali also.
So how did he inspire the Lincoln to get rid of slavery? Did he like
because he
it
was
and end up
so,
on the newspaper?
So when
before we do that,
Cassius and
before we do that, for those that are listening on Spotify in the future or currently right now, this is not the future, we're drinking Modelo Micheladas,
chelada
chamoy.
Why
michelada,
why you gotta say it like that, man?
Budweiser chamoy, that's the way it's,
that's not chamoy, it's
that's the correct way to say
se
it.
Se dice chelada, bro, come on, you can
yeah,
say it.
It's a chelada clamato with mango in it. So we're drinking that.
Wow.
The topic for today is your true self, and we're going to get into some questions to hopefully, as you're listening, you can analyze and think about it yourself as well. But now that that's said, okay, Cassius Clay.
He was opposing – he was on the same ticket as Lincoln, but, you know, the opposing person. So, when you guys were voting for
– was he a Democrat? Is that what you're trying to
say? No, he was
a
Republican. No, he was the opposing member of the same party.
Oh.
And I think he was going to be originally Lincoln's vice president, Lincoln's VP, but he was like the more hardcore version of Lincoln. Like Lincoln
liked to go to plays and theaters, and he was
This homeboy right here was like dueling people, like legit duels,
like Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, like
Andrew Jackson's going around slapping Congress, literally slapping them, going, "Hey, you're gonna sign this bill or what?"
Right. So yeah, he's a more hardcore version of Lincoln, and a lot of people don't really know that right there. So he's like forgotten in history, unless you know.
So,
but yeah, that would be who I would bring back. What was the question again? Who would you bring back, or who would I be?
Who would you become? Who would you want to be if you could take over their lives?
Cassius Clay, or
I feel like you wouldn't live very long.
I wouldn't know.
Why don't just be like one?
Bro, he survived assassination, dude. He was like a badass.
You could be J.P. Morgan. You could own Nikola Tesla.
Bro,
J.P.
his Morgan? Bro, his he knew his that guy. His he wasn't popular, right? Especially, yeah. I think he was working from like Kentucky or something like that, right? So everybody owns slaves there.
What a name, right? Like Cassius
Dude,
Clay.
Homeboy had his storefront armed to the teeth and like ready to go to war against the people coming after him. And he even had the building set up ready, rigged to explode.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right. And he knew, like, he had an escape plan for his employees, because he knew that they weren't going to want to fight. But
did he have employees or did he have slaves?
No, he had employees.
Did he have slaves?
No, I told you he freed his slaves.
Well, he freed his dad's slaves. It doesn't mean he's going to be. It's like burning your dad's clothes, but like, I'm still going to keep my clothes. Like, yeah, how do you know?
This is my daddy's Porsche, but it's mine now.
Daddy, chill.
So how do you know that they weren't forced employees?
I'm taking the word of the stuff that I read, so.
Okay.
Written they just said employees,
Cassius,
so.
Written by Cassius. He was a good man. He liked good things. Okay?
Very good.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Very handsome.
Homeboy was badass. And like, if you, like, they just. He's like, it's sad that he's lost in history, but you know, like, if you know, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Or I would be Lincoln because he killed vampires. He was a vampire hunter.
We know he really killed werewolves.
It was vampires and fairies. It was vampires and Linkin Park made a song for them.
I don't remember what it was.
It was vampires.
One of the two.
It was vampires.
And he had a shotgun.
And a shotgun. With an axe.
A revolving
shotgun. I heard he met Cinderella on the ball.
He probably did.
And he gave her the slippers. He was.
With MJ in the back.
He was a tooth fairy. Okay. So who would you be if you could be anybody in history?
Me?
Yeah. In American history.
Me personally.
Don't say the dude with the mustache.
You can't say Christopher Columbus or Obama.
Obama.
Why not Obama? Why not
I just
Obama?
Like saying, I just am giving you a random no. You
Wait,
can't
you
do
said
that.
Presidency?
No.
No, a random person.
Just random person.
You could be Prince.
Ooh,
you could be Michael
easy.
Jackson.
I would definitely be Nikola Tesla.
You could Nikola. Be Kanye. Yeah, whoever you want.
Nikola.
Nikola Tesla.
You want to be Nikola Tesla?
Yeah.
How much do you like pigeons compared to him? Would you be willing to marry one?
Probably.
For the greater good of mankind.
What if the pigeon cheats on you?
Oh, there you go. He knows how to make the
I don't think that's how pigeons sound.
That episode of Rick and Morty where it's like Rick and two crows and the crows.
Oh my God, dude. They were backing him up. Yeah. Wasn't it like romantic towards us at some point? Because they were sleeping in the same.
No, they were like it was just them. I think they were like, I forgot, but
because you know, he had one on each shoulder, they went off and killed with a whip.
Yeah,
with
and
a
then
whistle.
Next thing you know, they go off to another person.
I can't tell if it was a joke or not, because it looks like they loved him.
I don't know. No, it was a for real thing.
They were
and
super
then,
loyal.
Yeah,
and
it was a for real thing. And then after the whole for realness, they just stopped. I don't know. They cheated on him with another like scarecrow thing.
Do you know what? You really forget how good of a show Rick and Morty is until somebody starts reviewing episodes about it. You're like, oh, that was covered in Rick and Morty. Like the Mr. Meeseeks episode, I still like think about so much to this day.
I like the Kirkland version of the Meeseeks or the Meeseys, whatever.
What? Yeah, the Meeseys.
Yeah, there's a. You remember? Like that. This is when Morty had the little crystal in his forehead.
Oh.
And he's like, damn, he left me the Kirkland brand.
Yeah, the fake ones.
Yeah.
The off-brand ones, the cheap ones.
Hey, did you guys know that the actual guy that plays Mordecai, he genuinely sounds just like Mordecai. Like, hey, that's his real voice. Like, he's not acting.
Bros?
Yeah, so, like, whenever they do interviews, it's just Mordecai's, and it's funny as hell.
That's the same thing with the Bob's Burgers.
I love his voice.
Tina?
Man.
Tina, is that,
oh,
that's
her that, actual voice? She's not pretending?
A guy.
Oh, it's a
whoa. It's a guy that plays Tina's voice.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
And the mother, too. Just in
and
case.
Then the Luis is that girl that...
Oh, the comedian?
Yeah.
She's a stand-up comedian. She's pretty funny. Her best jokes are always have to do around taint.
So, who would you be?
Me. Yeah, who would I be?
Yeah, who would you be?
Who would you be? And you can't be Obama.
Oh, that's why I said you can't be Obama.
I know, you can't. You cannot be The Witcher.
All right, I'd be Drake.
He's not dead.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The past, man.
Oh, now you're putting rules to it? Okay.
How can you be somebody that's already somebody?
Yeah, dude, you got to be someone that is taken.
Right.
That is not taken, I mean. There you go.
And you can't be a taken guy. What's his name? I messed up the joke already. Liam Neeson.
Either Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates.
Who?
Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates.
Because
they have
alive.
Bunkers.
They're still alive.
Fun fact.
They're still alive.
Oh, they have to be dead? This is part of the rule?
Choose someone from the past, back in the...
All right, JP Morgan. I'd love to be JP Morgan.
Okay, JP Morgan. Okay. Why him?
Controlled the most of the world, dude. He went whenever he wanted, did whatever he wanted. He had all the freedom in the world. The freest version of himself.
I can also tell you who also controlled most of the world.
Millions of others.
Oh, the Illuminati. Okay, you can't be 10 people.
No, he has.
Yeah, but there's a lot of others that you could have chosen.
He has a mustache.
If anything, JP Morgan sounds like it's going to be a headache going into all those meetings and board meetings. Ugh, hell no.
That sounds fun, dude.
That sounds boring as hell.
He's like, what did you say South Africa's doing? The World Cup?
All right,
we'll buy all that.
Give me a pair of peanuts real quick, ma'am.
You know, that's interesting too, because
that's all you picture
in this
in his office smoking a cigarette.
Dude, I never realized how much like people really still loved football until you look at the memes of everything that's happening on like Facebook and Twitter. Everyone's going crazy because of they're in Qatar this year.
Well, yeah, it's called the World Cup,
and it was like
there is no World Cup for American football.
Well, it's every 4 years for that. For the world, there's no world football.
That is the Olympics of the world.
Look, there's already world football. There can't be world football. You know what I'm saying?
I like that meme. They're like, this is the ball, right? Yeah. You can play it with your foot, right? Yeah. Yeah. So it's football. No, it's soccer.
Yeah. Yeah, they messed up. I don't know why they just didn't change the name, call it tackle ball or something.
I don't know, touch ball
or brute strength or something, just like anything out of the name you could have called
weirdly
it.
Weirdly shaped ball that you
gorilla strength, gorilla ball or gorilla something, ball. The animal ball. Like you could have called it anything, pigskin.
I get what you mean by football though, because you like run with your feet.
This is one of the, this is another moment where we messed up. Instead of calling it like pounds,
so you go back in time and I have
called
Congress.
Them Libras, the LBs, we call them pounds. We messed up. There's a lot of times Americans were proven wrong. They're just like, well, too bad. We're changing history. It's like, instead of like, dude, you guys messed
up. If you can win as many world wars as us, then you can change history also. That's fine.
Damn, dude.
If you can place a flag on the moon, then you can do whatever you
it's
want.
It's going to be called Wonton Ball in the next couple of decades. Watch. Damn, bro. The world will be changing. And this, I don't play football, and I don't follow it religiously, but I was always a big fan of Spain.
Football or soccer?
Soccer. Mm-hmm. And football and watching the world's greatest upset, dude, of them losing in the first round of the World Cup. I saw people almost get decapitated over the fact that one guy missed a ball. Dude, do you understand how crazy that is?
A goal.
But every Mexican that ends up that was in the World Cup, because it was Argentina against Mexico and Argentina lost, or Argentina against Japan or something, but Argentina lost. Mexicans in Qatar were like rioting in the streets, dude. And I'm like, dude, it feels good to know that those people bring their family with them. There's like 30 people in one of those little Qatar buses.
Our homies
like,
are representing across the world.
Dude, for reals, they were so drunk. They're not even allowed to sell alcohol between like during the day.
Bro, they're Mexicans, man.
But they brought it with them. Like, exactly. How do you sneak it in, dude? It was crazy, dude. The buses in Qatar, everybody's in the back singing and dancing and making a lot of noise. I'm like, you could tell they're going to hate us one day. But for the moment.
One of the jokes that, you know Gabriel Iglesias, right?
Yeah.
One of his specials where he's in Saudi Arabia. He's like, where are my gente at? And then like two people in the back, they're like, yeah. They're like, holy shit, we're here too?
They're everywhere, dude. I bet you they work in the back of the cafeteria or something, dude. They've been working there for years. They just pretended to be like from Qatar this whole time. But I was watching all the little things that have to do with the corruption, like the scandal about the football, the FIFA league. Did you hear about
it?
I don't follow it
too much to even care.
There's a guy named Steven.
Freaking Stevens. Always Steven.
It's always a Steven, dude. The guy, he's the chairman of FIFA. He took over FIFA back in 1995. Apparently, they plan out every FIFA location for the World Cup 8 years in advance. Qatar never had a real football team, nor did they even have stadiums. But there was bribes for over like 800 and some.
Wait, is this the one where the restrooms like there wasn't even like the stadium wasn't even built and like the restrooms were
all
like.
Yeah, it's kind of like Brazil. Brazil didn't, they had stadiums, but
I remember seeing the memes about that. Yeah, where like where you go over there and like the restrooms are like not even built.
Yes.
And like it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
About 400,000 people apparently died in the construction process of these Qatar stadiums.
400,000?
Yeah. They kept, or 40,000, sorry. 40,000 people.
I was going to say, damn, that's like a,
that's a lot
like a war right there.
Yeah,
holy shit.
World War One. Yeah, 40,000 people got flown in from other parts of the world to help with the construction efforts. They were paid low wages. They took all their passports the moment they landed in the airports, which is, you know, good old safety. And once they got there, they limited communication on, you know, outbound communication. And they had them construct these four or six or whatever many major stadiums from that time till now. And now they're just starting to realize that he just lost his position as like the head of FIFA. But there was billions of dollars that even Italy and other people paid into in order to have that.
What does FIFA stand for?
Football Internet. Wait,
no,
Federation of
almost.
Dang, I forgot what it was.
All I know is FIFA is a video game.
Federation International, the Football Association.
All right. There you go, guys. Thanks for listening to the Preference. What?
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to leave already.
So that's the craziest part, though.
Can't leave.
That They almost started a they almost allowed Russia back into it too. So the World Cup was between two places. This year it would have been either Russia or it would have been Qatar. Obviously Qatar won, but Qatar paid billions.
Why wouldn't
of dollars.
It be in Russia?
Well, because Russia has a good presence.
That's a cool hat, man. Yeah.
They play football. They've cool, been man. Playing. They're a really good team.
I feel like didn't Russia recently do something and everybody's mad at them? That's probably why they weren't.
Well, but this is years ago. So that money would have helped them a lot.
They knew. They're part of the Illuminati. They knew.
Hey, guys, talking about Russia.
You would hope so.
Did you guys notice how kind of like the news of like the whole war of Russia and Ukraine just kind of like stopped?
Dude, it's Black Friday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
dude, Black Panther just came out. Why would you ruin it, dude? Everyone's talking about
like,
Wakanda.
It just stopped. Like, you don't.
Well, it's because like it's
he's fighting Namor and his people under the water.
It kind of just stopped. It's kind of like COVID. It's just like it just magically stopped as soon as the war started.
All the
like,
negative comments started heading their way. They're like, let's just talk about something else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, well, I mean, when your country is suffering, like large. Jobs, losses,
deaths.
Like the deaths, all this and all that, and you're secretly sending $40 billion every 3 months, you kind of like you won't want to keep it down in the down low.
True. It's true. What would you want them to say about it, though?
About what?
About the Ukraine war. Like, what could they possibly say that's going to be helpful anyways?
Well, it's not that they say it's not that they're saying
the coverage slowed
stuff.
Down.
No, it's just that they always say like, "Oh, Russia did this, Putin said this," and it's like news media. It's like headlines all the time. But that,
I mean,
the
I think it's also
because
like it could be the fact that like I don't know, like Zelensky keeps on trying to push everybody to attack Russia, and like recently there was a missile.
He wants to become the king of like Russia.
recently there was a missile that hit Poland or somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Zelensky was like it was Russia, and turns out it was a Ukrainian missile that, you know, that's the sad part about war, you know, the civilian casualties and all that right there. But it was a Ukrainian missile that
hey, oopsie, we're sorry.
Yeah, it was literally from one of their missile defense systems that like. Yep. Didn't hit his target.
Comrade was full of vodka and just missed the wind. He's like, left or right. I don't know.
Sorry, comrade. Boom.
Yeah, but homeboy's trying to get like everybody to attack Russia when he knows nobody's gonna attack Russia because Russia may or may not shoot nukes, and they probably will.
Well, here's the part too. They're going into the winter, which is gonna make both sides pretty desperate to get it over with, because it's not fun to fight a war in negative
but
like
I
30
mean,
degrees.
Yeah, but Russia succeeds
in the cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're used to that, bro.
All their guns are already pre-rusted. They're like they test everything in a meat closet.
Bro, that's why they have AKs, man. AKs bro. Run until they
oh, yeah.
don't run no more.
Those can go like they can run until like negative sub-temps, man.
But the accuracy though.
Accuracy through number. Accuracy through volume. Oh, that's all that matters.
A billion bullets, at least two of them will hit.
Literally.
Yeah. Pretty well, much. I guess. All their tanks and all their weapons, when you look at their like armory, it's like from World War One. They never upgraded all their weapons. Like, what happened? All their money's going to what?
they have stacks of guns, and you should pick one up. Everybody was scared of Russia. They're like, Russia, superpower, Russia. And now you're seeing Russia at a modern war, and
but
you're like,
America
yeah,
like,
I can
dude,
probably,
yeah.
like, Chuck Norris with a BB gun can go over there and, like, freaking murder everybody
guys.
There.
But
yeah.
America knew. Oh, MacGruber. Anyways,
MacGruber, there you go. He's one.
Dude, America knew how weak it was. They just kept exaggerating the threat so they can keep bulking
well, yeah,
up
because,
their
yeah,
military.
Exactly. And not only that, because, I mean, you're also trying to make them sound scary. Oh, look, they're working with the Russians. Russian asset. Russia.
They're just sitting there going, we're drinking. Vodka. We're wrestling bears. We're getting into the UFC. My accent totally went away after. Like, I tried.
Bro, have you seen McGregor? Homeboy's like... beefy as shit.
Yeah, dude, he's like 200 pounds now, isn't he?
He's like
190 something.
Something like that, dude. He's yeah. like,
oh, he's
damn.
Bulky. He's bulky now?
Bro.
He's a bulky dude.
Holy shit, man. And he's shaved.
Yeah, his shoulders, his oh, chest, everything.
His
big.
Quads.
He doesn't look the same
bro,
anymore.
His quads.
So he's like trying to get in a higher
weight class. But I don't know how he's going to. He's already having a hard time with the weight class he's in now. So going up, I don't think is going to help. Because he's going to be less fast. And then he has that broken ankle. I mean, This is called the doctor stoppage. Remember, he got all mad about it. But I don't see how he's gonna.
Holy jeez!
I don't see how he's going to get better, though.
He looks so different.
Well, he's probably like maybe more heavy hitter.
And he's the one that they don't test. USADA doesn't test him.
Yeah, I know.
So I was like,
yeah, all right. It's probably like, I don't think he's going to be as fast or whatever, but he probably has like the takedown power now. Like, you know, like how heavy hitters have it, you know?
Dude, if I was a heavy hitter, I'd go straight for that ankle.
Like, if you look at
the whole time, I just
looked. It kind of looks like Joe Rogan, how he looks now. Like, look at him.
That HGH, huh?
Right.
Kind of looks like him.
Yeah, it does.
It does, right?
What is that called when somebody uses HGH? Like they abuse it? Palumbo. When they have palumbo.
What? Trembling?
Palumbo is a condition where your forehead pops up, your nose becomes like, you look like a troll. Like your whole face looks like a troll.
Yeah, because
all I know is I want his quads and I don't care how I get them.
Well, I mean,
I can lose a few inches. That's fine. My girlfriend can't feel it anyways.
Boy, this is a really good michelada, I'm telling you, though.
Is it, though? It's Modelo.
It's good. Try yours. Are you gonna, or you want this one?
I'm on the Bud Light. Haven't had the Bud Light one, so I'm going to, and it's mango, so.
I'll take this
one. Okay.
Yeah. Because we all know he's only going to, like.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to sip on that one the whole 3 hours episode.
Who has less? Let me see.
Okay. Damn, bro. Look
at that. Jeez, dude.
I'm enjoying mine.
I'm enjoying mine, too.
Bro, you're drunk already, man.
I ain't drunk. You thought, homie.
You got it, dude. Okay. I wanted to ask you something. Seeing how you're no longer, you're a family man, I want to ask you, if a young man was coming to you with advice, how would you handle it?
Depends how much, never mind.
Okay. So if, let's say, somebody's starting a conversation with, They're interested in a woman.
Right.
And they don't want to come off as too strong. What is the best way for them to start that conversation?
Hey, how's it going? How's your day? You know, I don't know. It just depends on where you're at. Like, if you're...
Okay.
If you
let me paint a scenario then to make it easier because I'm leaving it too broad.
So...
Okay.
Paint the scenery.
Let's imagine you run into this person often. Let's say you know this person through a mutual friend. Let's say you know a girl... And this girl knows the girl that you're actually interested in. So in order to make situations where you can
see this girl. It's 2022. You go to and be like, excuse me, what are your pronouns?
Man, that Modelo kicking in. Huh?
Oh, boy, it is. Okay. So that's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
But that might not work, right? Especially for the type of girl that I'm trying to
have. I mean, it's a conversation starter, though, you know?
Yeah. And she's like, what are you? And you're like... That's right.
I shared something not too long ago where it says gender reveal parties are a waste now because 13 years from now, little Sam's going to become Sally. So money wasted.
Damn, that's cold.
All right, sorry.
I'm uncomfortable to laugh. Okay.
You can laugh. It's fine.
No, I mean, I'm uncomfortable. Like my seat.
Well, then.
So
we need new chairs. Where are the Patreons at you promised? Where are the bots at?
We'll get there. We need the bots for sure. Okay, so let's continue with this topic of thought.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say from a woman's perspective what she would expect for a man to say on this encounter, but let's add some detail. Let's pepper the story. Let's say the girl you're interested in and you're going through a friend to get to this girl. Just put yourself in the scenario. You like her. She makes herself available in conversation when you're sitting down across from her and everybody in the table. You're able to talk to her fluidly, no issues. She's on her phone a lot, though. And then you hear from the friend that's mutually setting you up say something along the lines, I think she's talking. I'm pretty sure she's talking to somebody already. But when you talk to this girl, she hasn't told you anything about her being single or available or not available. You just know that she continues to talk to you as if nothing is going on. Would you say... Or what would you say in order to continue the conversation? Would you take it further? You're like, oh, now that her friend told me that she's talking to somebody, I'm gonna drop it.
I'd be like, hey, do you want to go hang out somewhere time? Like, just you want to go get food? You want to go to catch a movie? Whatever. Like, you don't know. Like,
because she hasn't told you anything. It's just her friend that you trust telling you things.
So that's why you go. You grab a club.
Yeah, exactly.
Like old caveman days.
Unless there's concrete evidence, you know, it's like, bro, why are you going to waste your time, you know?
I mean, right. Like, if you're interested in this other person, like, go get her. Like,
That's a good answer.
I mean, like, because if you're going to be like that, you know, like, you're going to be second-guessing everything, then there's a chances of you, like, scoring anything.
Hey, but what if one of her close friends tells you, like, yeah, this person's... they're doing this and they're doing this and he's going over to their house and they're doing all sorts of things telling you that they're clearly engaged and seeing each other very often. How would you feel about that? But yeah, this person hasn't told you that because you just met her.
Okay, so the girl you like hasn't told you nothing. Everything you're getting is
secondhand. But the close friend is telling me that she's seen other people?
Yeah, she's telling you that she's seen other people and that she's... that
they and if I'm really interested in this girl, then I'm still going to go after her.
So you would still go after her then?
Yeah.
Until she tells you otherwise.
Until she tells you.
Yeah, until she tells me no, then...
Or I have a boyfriend.
Until she tells me no. Until there's concrete evidence of her signing the restraining order, then that's when I'm back away, all right?
It's like, what's that joke that Bill Burr said? No means no. No, no, no does not mean no.
Yeah, that's an opportunity.
When you're in court, you're like, until, she didn't say it like that.
Until Judge Judy tells me that otherwise, then, you know.
Wait, how did he say it? He said, no. That means no. But no, no. No does not mean no.
Hey, yeah. So let me ask you a
damn
question.
Bill Burr.
JJ, I'm going to call you JJ for now.
Okay? Go for it.
JJ.
As you're JJ. Sexually taking off your jacket.
The sexy JJ.
Sexually. Man, both of you guys got this michelada in your... What? You're on your second one?
I haven't even opened it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm shaking.
I told you, bro. He hasn't drank water all day. He's trying to hydrate.
I'm trying to hydrate, bro. Anyways, so in this situation... Let me put it up. There you go. So in this situation, how would you... You could say... Wait, hold on. Let me put my jacket in.
And this discussion is open to everybody who's listening live.
Yeah. Anyone that wants to participate, feel free.
Certain person from Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, good times. All right.
Anyways, so how would you pursue to this person, or how would you tell this person, like, hey, I'm interested in you? What would you do? You just met her and you want to find out without sounding any creepy or anything like that.
Too late.
Yeah. Besides, pretty much without sounding creepy or like stalkerish.
So how do you read their mind?
How would I tell this person that I'm into them?
That you're interested in them and if they've seen anyone else?
If they're seeing anybody else, like, I think it would be. If you initially ask them out, like, on a date, on a movie date, dinner date, whatever,
yeah.
If they tell you yes, then you can pursue the conversation, no. You know, while you're there. Yeah. If she tells you no, then I'll be like, okay,
boom, cool.
Like, I don't have COVID. I have my vaccination card. I promise.
I mean, I'm not going to go up to her and be like, who are you seeing? Are they bigger than me?
Yes. That's exactly. Something you never want to do.
Hell no. That's a big,
thank you. Whenever someone says, hey, nice to meet you. Hey. Do you see yourself with me? Yeah. Or
who the hell says that?
Or
dude?
Hey, what do you think? Would you think we would work out? Those are things I would never ask. But
when you're like,
people
when you're too
way.
Direct, you're like, I don't know.
It sounds
like,
creepy.
Yeah, like just
it's a turnoff too.
Yeah, it's a turnoff. It's like,
if a
bro,
girl was
I just
like,
met you. You're too
if
easy.
A girl was like, do you think we could be together? Hey, I don't want to be together with nobody. All right? Why don't you just tell
it's
me? Like
too
you?
Easy.
You know?
Yeah, that's
you
not.
You don't want to sound like that. You know? You want to kind of.
But how do you do it? How would you do it? How would you handle it?
I just told you, like, I would, wait, how to handle what?
How would you handle the first steps of that conversation? Again, you're hearing rumors from the friends
okay,
you
use
trust.
Okay, use your French accent, your sexy French accent right now, and we'll role play this right now.
Dude, don't we have a French accent button here? Oh, no. Yeah, we have the high pitch one.
Yeah.
I could be the...
No.
Come on.
No, because I will... No, I will run you over.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Every single time I talk, click on the button, and all then right. I'll go over the conversation.
Hey, Einstein.
Hello. No, you gotta here to get the button. Hey, though.
I love your mustache right now.
I don't have a mustache.
What are you talking about?
Oh, not on your face.
It's on your foot.
Okay, right. So how would I pursue? Say the question again, because
how would you pursue the initial conversation? You like the girl. The girl's smiling. There's a difference between a girl being nice, and I think you have to have a certain amount of like experience to know when a girl's being nice and when a girl's really flirting.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of, unfortunately, they're pretty similar all right. Depending on them.
So, I would be, hey, girl. Wanna go? Listen, shut up. I'd be like.
Don't look at me when you say that. Just look at him.
Fine, I'd be like, what's up, Chula? You want to go catch a movie? The New Wakanda? See my people? Why are they calling wetbacks?
I don't know. It's English. I know English.
What is a wetback? What's a wetback?
Tacos?
No, like I told you, I would just like if I was if we were talking already and I knew this person.
No,
I would,
you just met her. But
do you want to describe
if
what
I
the situation
just,
would look
if,
like?
If I just met, okay, if I just met her,
okay,
the first day you just met her and
you like think
her,
you're like, damn, she's cute.
Yeah, damn, she's cute.
I know my boy.
Go,
I know my boy.
Damn, she's cute.
I know people very well. That's my one thing. I don't know math very good.
I'll probably go to her and be like, "You want to see my two kids?"
Yeah, oh, okay, Mr. Senor, I don't know about that. I'm not a U.S. citizen. Do they got green cards?
Like no lemon pledge.
Yes, I have green cards you could use, of course.
I don't know, like I said, I'll go up to her and be like, you know, try to strike up a conversation depending on what.
Would you
like,
try to get like her social media or her phone number?
What yes, I'll try to get her social security media? Number.
To make sure she's legal.
Exactly.
Right? You want to make sure she's not a plant with the CIA or something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you can't trust
you look, you're an 8 and you're talking to me and I'm a 7. Something's not right. Wait, no, sorry. She's a 9. Let's make it easy.
She's a solid 10.
All right, let's say you're a 2 and she's a 9. You're like, what's going on here? Like,
you want those papers?
I'm not Sam Bakeman-Fried. I'm not the guy that owns FTX.
I'm rich either. So
yeah.
I'm like, can I see your badge?
like, you think I'm Trump or something? Like,
you think I'm verified on Instagram or something?
You think I work for Obama Secret Service? Like, what are you trying to do?
If I was in that situation, I'd be like, I'll see whatever this person decided is drinking and or whatever they have going on and strike up a conversation like that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little disappointed because I thought you were going to be all like golden. Like silver tongued, be like, yeah, silver tongued. I thought he was gonna be all like, "What's up, baby?"
I am not whatever you call that.
You don't do that?
No,
dude. When I was young,
I picture you being like that. Honestly,
no,
I don't picture that. But I thought he would pull it off just for this example.
No, I don't know.
For the example.
I will not. I am not that kind of person. Go up to a girl and like start flirting, and the whole, you know, like,
or you could have given me an Emmy back when I was young.
Probably could have. The Meryl Streep of your. Of your
school, or yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not me.
What's up?
I'm not a romantic at all. My girlfriend knows this. I don't. And plus, like, hey, that's mine.
I'm shaking it for you.
You're shaking it, or you're massaging it?
I'm massaging it for you.
Oh, boy.
Hands on for you.
Why do you guys have to do it on top of my leg?
Sorry, man.
What?
I'll stop.
All right, so go. So what?
I just told you.
So you were never that guy.
No.
Okay. Interesting. So how did you land such a beautiful woman?
I told you the story. I made fun of her boyfriend's shoes in front of her.
Jesus. What did you say? They're too tiny
or
what?
Comedians, dude. Comedians.
No, she what we call, can I say the F word? Can I say fag or no?
I would.
Well, you just did. So.
Okay. Anyway, so we call him he's a typical swag fag, you
okay.
know. So
okay.
So he had like the most like $500 pair of shoes. You better not bleep that out. Post edit. I already know you.
Why would I? Got to mark that time down. Let's see. What was that?
Took us
30 minutes.
And so you know, he was like that typical, like, you know, with the fashion,
swagger,
you know,
dude.
Like all over, like Lil Wayne's nuts and all this, you know, trying to be Lil Wayne, you
trying
know,
to look like a wannabe rapper.
Yeah, pretty much. And okay. like, he, she's.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a rapper, you guys.
Nothing wrong with that.
And he, sorry,
just gotta put it out there.
Yeah. So.
Wakanda forever.
She had friends that were my friends, and I talked to them, never her. And then, like, one day she was with them, and they were talking to me, and I saw her, and her boyfriend at the time was, like, I don't know, like, maybe 50 pounds soaking wet.
Hold on. Well, let's take a small pause. You know one of the reasons why I like asking this question is because every time his story slightly changes, he either adds more detail or takes away detail when he tells the story. But go ahead. This 50-pound thing he's never mentioned before. The swag.
I've literally said.
Never mentioned any of that. All he said is that he had some white shoes and I made fun of those shoes.
No, I've literally said that he like this. The whole 50 pounds comes into play.
He's drunk,
bro. We gotta make a.
I think
somebody
drunk.
Out there needs to make a collection of all the times you describe
like,
meeting.
It's like
a. Girl.
The, it's like
and
the,
it's changed so.
It's
much.
It's like a, the same thing as you know
two beers already.
The whole fishing thing where they're like, oh yeah, I caught a
10 years from now.
He's
like,
30.
I was choking him out. I was like, I did a roundhouse.
Anyways,
kick.
It was
like, what,
anyways,
dude?
It was Halloween.
I went Bruce.
It was Halloween that day, and I told her to hug him.
Halloween. It was Halloween.
Yeah, and I basically told her to hug him hard because he's probably gonna fly away with those shoes on. And
okay, that part I remember.
Yeah.
But not the windy part. You didn't say
I
that.
I literally, that's part of the
hey,
story.
So, question. What do you mean by Sagandis? What do you mean by that?
Sagandis?
Yeah, you said that. Sagandis? What do you mean by that?
Sagandis? The hell is that?
Oh, boy.
No. Oh, I get what you mean.
Oh, boy.
Boy, I literally
that,
heard
that
you say that.
That michelada is good, bro.
No,
I heard you say that.
Say it again?
I heard you say Sagandis.
These
like,
nuts? What?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I got you.
Hey, Sagandis? You like Japanese? Oh,
hey, you like Wendy's? Hey, hey, y'all like Wendy's?
Oh, I messed
yes.
that one up.
Do you like Wendy's?
Wendy's.
Yeah, you like Wendy's?
One of my
Wendy's.
Favorite memes.
I love Wendy's too.
One of my
yes,
favorite memes in the internet
How about
was
IHop?
Always that stupid sloth. I love that. The whispering sloth. That meme, I could laugh at that for hours, bro. All the little things like, hey. It's like, let me whisper in your ear. That guy.
Yeah, so no, I'm not a romantic.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
By any words of me, yeah, that's not me. I can't play that role.
You're also not a slick Rick either.
I'm not a Rick either, so.
That's true. You're not. But you could always pretend to be, like Rick Roll.
I could,
pretend
but
to be seen.
I could, but then they're gonna want to expect this. Like, I wasn't romantic in the beginning, so I don't have to be romantic now.
So expectations are a problem. Yeah. So
exactly, she's always disappointed, so I can't disappoint her more.
You know, the problem is, I think when I was younger, and I remember a lot of people would always talk about how, like, I want a gentleman. I'm like, there's no such thing as a gentleman. And they would always argue with, there is men out there that are gentleman like. I'm like, yeah, but they're pretending. When you get married to,
I want a gentleman. Also, I want you to fight the patriarchy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. You'll never find them. You'll never find them.
Hey, wait, Mr. Z.
Gentlemen don't exist.
So describe on what you mean that they're gentlemen-like in the beginning, but then they're not anymore.
Well, they'll open the doors. They'll be super sweet and things. I'm like, dude, if someone's like super in love, they're always going to be in love, but they're not gentlemen. Gentlemen is like you're in control of the situation. You're suave. Your hair's slick back or to the side or whatever. You look like a BTS guy, and those guys are fake. None of those ones are real. There's no guy like that in real life. Eventually, the truth comes out. They're just regular guys. All of us guys like to chase each other in the mud, hitting each other with like bats. Like, we're just regular dudes. See, look at that. Every guy would watch that and be like, that's stupid. And we'll continue watching. A girl would be like, I don't get it. And like, exactly, because that's something that just guys get.
It's between them only.
Dude, it's only guys, dude. Only guys understand.
Only guys like to mud wrestle.
We want to throw mud balls at each other, just smack in the face.
Balls.
And
you just want to smack Z with the balls in the face.
Damn. I'm
you see what I'm saying, dude?
I get you. I get you.
But we're
muddy balls.
We're
Z's
stupid.
Face.
We're stupid. So whenever I see a guy trying to pretend to be clean, like really put together, I'm like, that's not real. I can't believe that.
And that's why I'm not that person. That's why I'm not the like I'm not the movie romantic. I'm not that kind of person.
But,
to
get the girl of your dreams, you gotta pretend. You gotta lie. You gotta be like that guy from the Notebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, but you gotta give it credit though. There are some rare occasions people that are like that though.
Those guys hold in their farts for 8 hours a day. I don't understand.
Yeah, they would literally do that. They would be like, oh no, I don't gotta use the bathroom. I'm good. No, I'm not hungry. I'm good.
They'll pee in their palm and drink it because they don't want anybody to see. Exactly. Those guys are just, they're a problem for society, dude. I don't believe in real gentlemen. I don't think that's a real thing.
I feel like
girls do believe in that, but they also believe in tooth fairies.
I just feel like those type of people are just trying to show a good side of themselves, but they're being fake because they know that they're not like that.
Yeah, they're slave
owners. So why be fake? Just be yourself, bro. If your girl that you like can't handle you in your true self, why are you going to pretend to be someone else?
Those are the gentlemen that are going into the booth saying that they're going to vote Democrat and immediately vote Republican. Come out of there and go be like, man, I can't wait for Joe to win. Like, those are the guys you can't trust. If any of you girls out there fall in love with a guy who's like real, like 50 Shades of Grey, that's a perfect example.
I mean,
50 Shades of Grey is a fictional guy who's like a put together salesman or
businessman. And then she left,
he likes to whip her.
and then she left her husband because he wasn't like that or whatever. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy because the guy.
All I know is that it's too much energy to trying to put on a fake persona. If anybody that knows me, like,
only you guys, Robert Patterson can do
you
that.
Guys know me, like, this is literally
for 2 hours a day.
This is literally how I am with her. Like, I'm just the big ass shit talker and
dude,
all
we're
this,
all
know?
Goofy.
Like, look, exactly. Like,
when you see Brad Pitt, when you see like Jason Momoa,
he wore a dress.
Dude, when you see them,
it's Brendina
when you
Pitt.
See them in any outside of their roles, Brenda they're just Pitt. They're regular dudes, man. They like throw rocks at stones or whatever, you know. They do stupid things.
Yeah.
Like, you see those memes of guys, like, in a lock or in the bathroom all singing the Halo theme song? They're all, like, 30 of them. There's, like, 50 dudes in there. That's what we do.
Yeah, it is.
We do dumb things. Like, or they're, like, pretending to be a cat and they're running after people.
Yeah, you're the people in the classroom when everybody, and it's all quiet and you just say penis out loud.
All guys laugh at that inside. Yeah. The girl's like, that's so immature. And the guy's like, yeah, stupid. And I was like, there's something about us. We're just naturally immature. So when I see a guy with shades and trying to wear a Rolex, trying to be all clean and be like, what's up, baby? Like, oh, get out of here, bro. Like, get out of here, dude.
Pulling up in their mom's car or the daddy's whip.
Yeah. It's
with a Gucci belt. Gucci.
Those are the ones that are trying to like make a statement for themselves. They're trying to impress other people other than themselves.
And that's why I hate Andrew Tate.
They're trying to.
And that's why I hate Andrew Tate right there. Because he's pretending to be hardcore.
These people are trying to live up to that they are rich, that they have money, that have
to
wealth.
To me, I'm going to walk out in these pants right here. If you get horny in these pants, that's on you, all right? Man, these are, I'm wearing
religion.
These right here, I'm wearing them because they're comfy.
Hey, why don't you come
shit,
over right? here and sit in my lap real quick? Yeah?
Here, check it out.
Oh, now he's a player. You hear him? All of a sudden.
Damn, puppy.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, why'd you put your mic in between your ass?
Because it sounds good and it's warm.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, there you go.
Give him a chance. It did fail, actually.
It's back on.
You guys actually have acoustic foam on it. I don't.
Or you could have.
Because you
don't
like
always
the big
like
black
using
ball.
That one.
Yeah, no, he takes it off. Yeah,
no, I don't. Where is it?
Bro, yeah, last
time. You don't
time,
like safety. You're a wild man.
Last time I gave you the gray one, you took it off.
It's because it was all beat up. Yours are brand new.
It doesn't. No. Look
oh, you
want to
buy one or what?
That one's good.
No, it's not.
That one's pretty good. Oh, I think it was that one.
Hey, don't touch the tip of it, bro. It makes you feel weird.
You like me touching your tip.
Well, I mean, that's why I said don't touch the tip because otherwise you're going to have a problem.
All right, what about Mr. Single over here? Why don't you ask him?
Well, Pringle has an issue because Pringle is learning how to date.
Who's Pringle?
You're Pringle.
I'm learning how to date?
Yeah. Don't get offended. We're all there, dude. I mean, we already put together. It's different. But you're in the throbbing of your life.
Should we give him the talk? So when it starts throbbing in your
life.
Whoa,
hold on.
So Vaseline's on sale twice a week. You have to understand that. Family Dollar.
I'm good. I have definitely dated enough. I don't need any advice.
You'll never have enough Vaseline.
I'll take advice.
But listen to the dad advice he's trying to give you.
Look, man.
He owns cats and dogs.
Trust me.
Right?
Toilet paper.
I'm living with
Vaseline
him.
And water.
He has given me enough advice.
No one ever listens.
He's
not
watching
after
you shower. He's like, no, it's so wrong. No, you don't do this.
Yeah, exactly.
The loudspeaker's turning on the bathroom. I'm like, all right, you missed two spots. I want you to know your circular motions.
It's like those freaking
bro. This guy got a camera in the freaking bathroom telling me like, yo, don't
hey,
do that much
don't
toilet paper.
Say that. It's not true.
He does, bro.
You don't know how much they
no,
joke about
we
this.
We know he does.
He does,
oh
bro.
God,
I'm like,
dude.
Damn, boy,
you're fueling the fire. That's not true.
He's like, Richie, that's too many toilet paper.
You tried. You try to cover it. He's like, take it off.
He's like, yo, that's too much water, bro. You know how much expensive water? I'm like, dude, I'll help you with the rent.
That bidet is for my ass and my ass only.
Oh, God. Warm water. There's only so much warm water before you have to refill it. Don't use it all.
Put back to the pressure setting I like. Full blast.
Full blast.
Hey, don't flush it.
Pressure washer mode.
He's like, hey, don't flush it. You can still use it. Like,
I walk out of the bathroom. Who moved my setting to 2? I'm number 1. Who moved it to 2? I had to reset everything because of you. Oh, my God, dude. It's coming out of the water gallons that you used to drink out of instead of, like, the toilet water.
Oh, shit.
I want clean water. That's how I clean myself.
All right, so Mr. Pringle.
How would you handle a conversation with a girl for the first time? Let's say you're in that situation.
Well, it depends.
You like her. She obviously hasn't said that she has a boyfriend or anything. She just, you know, you hear from other people that she does, but she's never said it.
Well, if I don't know those people, I would just honestly.
Would you believe them?
If I don't really know them, I would just be like, whatever. I don't.
Bro,
see
look
the
at
proof.
Mr. Pringle. All right, he can take anybody's girl.
I don't know about that.
He's Mr. Steal Your Girl. That's what I told him. But he's like,
I don't know about that.
He can take anybody.
You guys are.
He's a gentleman, and I don't believe they exist.
You guys are. Mr.
After
Steal
he's
your
done
girl.
Tying them up, all right.
Oh
he's a
wow,
right?
Okay.
He can
Boom.
Take anybody though.
Jeffrey Dahmer style.
Boom.
Like okay. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Who wants to make $50? You know, no, I never got to that point in the show. I just know that that's a quote. Someone asked me, oh, I like the show. And I'm like, yeah, just like the show. I never
just
even
like
saw
the show.
It.
He just saw like 10 seconds of it. He's yeah. like, all right, bad.
Look, he just read the. No, he just read the title or like the little description. Like,
oh, bro, now I know what this is about. When somebody brings
bro,
it up,
bro, he. I was watching it. He walked in on me. He's all like, oh, that's
you.
He's like,
you walked in on me. You come here, talking about, whoa, whoa.
Come on, knock, please.
He walked in and then he's all like, bro. He's like, that is so wrong, bro. That's not even what happened, bro. And I'm like, damn.
He's like, that's not the Vaseline you use for this. All right.
Mr. Hand. Okay. So if you.
Are you done with both of them?
No, I still have half.
Okay.
I'm taking a chill.
After he scooped one up within like 10 minutes.
Bro, I had 3 the other day when we were playing freaking online, dude.
What were we playing online?
Fortnite.
Why'd you say it like that? Why?
Well, because you're asking me. Like,
you could have just been like, we were playing Fortnite. But he was like, Fortnite?
Fortnite?
Like, why? It's like, why would you bring it up?
Why would you
bring Are you trying to embarrass me?
Are you trying to embarrass me? Why is there a reverb?
Because your voice is naturally sexy?
That's not him.
Why do you have a reverb on? You feel my words in your ear? Some ASMR.
I'm sorry, guys. You guys got to go through this.
Never say that on a first date, by the way.
All right, so you'll pursue this person that
no, he wouldn't. That's the problem.
No, he said he would.
Well,
so,
you would?
No, so like, if I don't know the people that are saying that, let's say I'm talking to this person, right, that I like, and then they're just telling
me. What if she is actively showing you the badge, like the FBI badge?
What do you mean by that?
Like, they're showing you the badge. They're
she
like,
needs information.
They're like, bro, do not talk to her.
if they're just telling me that, if I see that she's engaged with me and that she's actually talking with me as I'm talking with her, and I'm like, okay, she's feeling my vibe. And she already, I asked for a social media. She gave me a social media, no hesitation, boom. I'll be like, okay, bet, I just go with the flow and just kind of talk with her too, But I would like to honestly hear it from her end that, bro, are you with someone? Boom. All right, she is. I'm out,
But okay,
as long as she doesn't tell me that.
Okay, okay. All right, what if she is with somebody, but you really liked her? Would you try to still pursue it?
No, I would not. I'm not the type of person that does that. Like if I were in that situation, and if
it's a doggy dog world,
I've never look, how'd I put it?
Would you steal Ukraine away from Russia? Of course you would. Why would you not? Come on, bro.
No, like
Ukraine is flirting with you. I'm taking it, dude.
If I see someone,
welcome to the UN, baby.
They're in Disneyland with their family and the little kids, and you're like, you're mine.
Yeah. And then you're the guy working the ride. You're like, hey, they left you behind, huh?
You're Joe Dirt.
You're from Chernobyl, huh?
All right. So you wouldn't. Even though like she was like a 10 in your eyes.
He's afraid of karma.
Well, if I see that they're deeply engaged with each other and whatnot.
No.
See each other.
No. I wouldn't. I'm telling you, she says she's with somebody.
No.
But she's still kind of dropping a little bit of hints. Like she's not pushing you away.
She's like, I'm with somebody, and then she goes, I love your curly hair. And you're like,
no, if she's dropping me, well, you should see. Hey, look, if she's not,
you remind me of Carrot Top.
As long as she ain't engaged, bro. Okay, I'm gonna shoot my shot, but
that's a lie. The survey says you just said that you're a liar.
No. If she's dropping hints like that, like you said, I love your curls and stuff like that. That's different,
bro.
But if she's just treating me like a friend, I'll be like, nah.
That's go BS. On. That's a lie. That's a lie right there, dude.
Get out.
First of all, if she has a ring, you said you respect it. I say that's true. I would respect it too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I respect it.
This girl, this example does not have a ring. And clearly drops hints that she likes you. And you say, I don't want to get in between that,
Yeah, I wouldn't.
As long as she ain't dropping hints. What if the girl you like, let's put a scenario that's more close to home. Let's say she's around, 20, 19, 21. All right, let's say she's
2022.
Okay, sure. So she's in that age range.
Which was more in 2000.
And the guy that she might be talking to is around 16 or 17.
Hell no. Hell.
Would you be like,
wait.
I got to respect that home.
Wait. What?
Hell no.
Okay, she's
19, 20.
Okay, but she's talking to a boy that's
okay, so she's 21. 16.
Thank you.
And talking to a 17-year-old. Hell no.
Thank you.
That's messed up. I will consider.
And you'd be like, no, I got
to. I'll be like, hell no. I'm going to do a police report.
You're like, I'm
going to do a police report and be like, you're a pedophile, boy. Get out of here,
you're going to bust a full-ass Karen?
Hell yeah, bro. I'm like, get your ass out of here.
Boy over here's like, why? Boy. He's like, why would you do this to me?
Yeah, that's my thought. Like, what?
You're there to console her. You're like, oh, I don't know who reported it. Like,
I know, right?
I'm here for you.
I don't know who
need.
Reported on you.
I'm going to come visit you once every week.
I got you. I'll help you with
I even
your
know what your favorite snacks are.
I'll help you
some
with
some J. Cole stuff. You know, like, dude, that's. J. Cole had a song about that, right? Like, how to make her mine. The girl of his dreams.
Maybe. I don't know.
The song is called Dreams. For those out there, if you want to look it up.
Dreams? Ooh, I messed with that one.
Dude, I feel that if the girl's dropping hints, you're single, they're single,
ish.
Or even if they're not single, but they don't have a ring, which means a further commitment on both parties, why not just talk to her and see where it goes?
That's why.
Without being creepy, of course.
And obviously, like, that's why, too.
You live here, too?
Yeah,
this is my house. And you're like, what? That's crazy.
I mean, if you really like this person and you don't want this person to get away, are you really going to let some other person take this person you want?
Why is Void never here when we have these discussions?
Abel,
because Void is strong about, like, nah, bro. I ask him straight up, like,
yeah.
Would you love to love me someday?
Would you love
and they're
love
like,
me?
No. And he's like, well, I tried. I'm like, dude, what? Why would you say that?
Would you love to love me and sign this prenup?
Yeah, dude, sign it right. Oh, my God, the prenup. Do I want to
hey,
bring
JJ,
that up?
JJ, wouldn't you think it's red flags, though, the fact that she's talking to a minor, right? Wouldn't you see that as red flags? She's 21 years old, and she's talking to a minor that is not even 18. He's 17. Wouldn't you consider that as a red flag?
The 17-year-old maybe had more balls to talk to her than most of the guys of her age.
They're still close within age. He's almost 18.
What if it's LeBron's son? Because LeBron's son is like 17. But he looks like he's 35.
For real. I mean, if you come across the person and if they actually look old, I think that kind of changes the situation, though. You know,
I mean,
if the person looks hella old,
you're within that range, you're like 4, years.
That's only 3 years right there. Yeah.
Well, still, like, that's why I'm like, it's normal. Like,
someone's.
But look, look, look. But switch the roles. Switch the roles.
That person will be dead if he even tried to go next to my daughter. Yes.
Switch the roles.
That's what I'm telling you.
Why does that happen?
He's gonna wait there for
but
a year.
But why is then why is it okay for women to pursue guys that are underage, but when guys do it, it's like completely. Oh my God, you're gonna go to jail.
Are you ready for that? Are you ready for the? Are you ready for the answer?
Let's
are
go.
You
ready, standards.
Let's go.
Are you ready, are you ready, are you ready for the answer? Nobody
yeah.
wants to hear.
Yeah, give me
double
the
standards.
Exactly.
Yep. That's it's literally it.
And it says it's very sad. It's like holy cow. You know?
No, it's really it. It's literally double standards. It, like,
and that's the
that's how society sees it. If society sees that a woman is dating a 17-year-old boy, that's fine. But
God.
if a guy is dating a 17-year-old girl,
Void, if you
then
can
you're
hear
like,
this,
no.
We miss you. We really miss you, Void.
He's not gonna hear this.
I know, right? He's like
stupid Void. He should have been here for this. Every time he's like, "Dude, how can we never talk about relationships?" I'm like, "Bro, I want to, but I don't want you to get offended."
No, it's definitely double standards.
What if your girl cries every time you start talking about a subject you don't like? She doesn't like. But if you did that, it would be offensive.
Wait, hold on. Do it again.
I shake
the
floor.
Can you give it to me again?
Oh God.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, you want to shake it or?
Yeah.
You forgot the Vaseline.
Yeah,
it's already condensation, so it glides.
It's good.
Okay.
Because that girl.
So it is against the law. It doesn't look good when a girl does it, for sure. Good.
Oh, God, this thing hella smells like mango. This is so fruity.
Is it good?
Well, try you got to stop licking the rim, dude.
Hey, you tried this one yet?
No, can you pour some in here?
Yo.
No, pour it into his hand. Pour it right into his mouth.
Gator. Is it going to be some ASMR? Ready, guys?
Oh, here we go. Oh, you missed.
There you go.
Oh, he's peeing right into the bottle. Look at it.
ASMR. It's all for you guys. Thank you. Look at that.
Right around the rim.
There you go.
Are you scared of germs?
Germs?
What like if germs? A girl like coughed hella hard and then she was like, "All right, I want to give you a kiss goodnight." You're like, you know what? I was like,
that doesn't make sense. You're still kissing her.
Send me an emoji.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't
if she
make
coughs
sense.
And you're gonna kiss her.
It depends if he has COVID. If it was during the COVID phase, I'd be like, get the hell out of here. But you know.
Would you really?
If it was during the COVID phase back in 2020, I would probably be like, get out of here. But now it's like, whatever.
And he still didn't want to get vaxxed. You should have got vaxxed and you wouldn't be afraid because you can't get COVID if you got vaxxed.
I'm good. You know how many times I have COVID?
How many times did you get vaxxed?
How many times do you think I had COVID?
How many times did you get vaxxed?
I got vaxxed 0 times.
That's why you had COVID. How many times? Like 4? 2?
Nope.
This is.
You had one at least.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. It's
It's too man. It tastes too artificial.
It's very fruity. I'm almost about to join the Alphabet Gang. That's how fruity it is.
I'm glad I took this one.
Okay. All right.
Say it again.
I'm glad I took this one.
Yeah, I'm glad I gave you that one too.
How many bottles in do you think you have to be in order for you to stop being able to read? Because it looks like you guys are like half a bottle in and it's already probably.
What do you mean bottle? Like of liquor?
A can, whatever, dude. Look at what you're looking at.
To me, to start actually feeling it, I think I need to be foreign.
Well, the other day I took three
foreign.
Of these.
You're feeling it.
I took three of these the other day and I was fine.
First of all, they
were
all.
Yeah, I think like if you had the, like.
They were already empty before he even started drinking.
I think 4 is like you kind of start feeling happy.
Yeah, you start feeling that the tipsiness.
That's called the buzz.
Yeah, the tipsiness, buzz.
The buzz.
The buzz. Tipsiness.
The buzz. Okay.
The buzz. And then the drunk comes in after the.
So maybe that's what gives you the courage, the liquid courage for you to talk to the girl you like.
Could be.
Well, I mean, that's obviously. You know, like if you're at a bar, it's obviously easier to talk to somebody that you're already like.
Drunk with.
Yeah. Like look. Unfortunately.
You're both drunk, so you're both
look,
giving
unfortunately,
each other chances.
I actually have friends that they need to be buzzed in order to talk to girls. If not, they would not do it. They're like, nope.
Yeah, you'd rather be buzzed than Woody, dude. I'm telling you.
Woody's
very sad.
They have to be in that state in order to them feel confident enough to even talk to
And that sucks. I'm naturally a very social person.
I feel like
I can talk to anybody.
Pretty sad.
You got social lubricants everywhere. Huh?
My girlfriend hates that. I'm like, hello. I'm very social. I can make friends with anybody.
You
like,
little social away. Butterfly. Huh?
Stop it. My little wings. You want to see them?
Look, they're right here.
One
flaps when you go like this. Oh, my God. You know, that's a good thing, though. When you think about, like, dating becomes such a harder thing for the kids in this generation. Pointing to Einstein. Of course, he's the reincarnation of the original Einstein.
Einstein, do you mind answering how old you are? You don't have to.
I am 24 years old.
24. He's not a kid.
He's a kid, dude.
Well, it depends. How old are you? You never say.
He's 29.
He's a kid.
He's 29 years old. He's not all that far apart.
I will take that compliment But he is definitely
look.
A kid.
I literally we live
by your ball by your look, by no, your no, bald no, spot that you're starting to get. You look like 43.
Thank you. You're closer to where the actual
we
ages.
Legitimate. I we live next to his mom.
I hear a microphone reverb. What is that?
Oh, yeah, it's my phone.
Someone needs to turn the thing on mute. I don't know why. You have a volume on your phone. I don't understand.
I don't know why that's happening.
You can't put in silent mode.
I don't know why that's happening. As I go into the app and click play. Yeah, right.
I don't know why I keep going up in volume and it keeps sounding louder.
I got his ID. I tricked this guy one day. I asked for his ID, and I was able to actually see his year. So he's 29 years old.
He doesn't know how to do math. That's the greatest part about that. He'll see, he's like, okay, 1950. You're 20.
This guy.
50, public, carry the 3.
Public schools, baby.
He was born in 1993. I don't know his, I just saw the year 1993.
I wasn't, but I'll take that compliment.
That's when his ID expired.
That was the second ID.
For real.
I forgot to go in for another
one. I mean, it's kind of believable. I mean, honestly, you do not look 29. No. At least not right now.
He just says I'm 29, and he says I don't look 29.
You don't, like, that's, I mean, that's facts, bro.
Am I young and dating again? What's going on? No, why are you lying to me?
It's because you got your beard going on. But if you were to shave it, remove the hoodie, remove the hat, comb yourself.
Do the comb
cover,
over.
Cover the boss by
you would look,
you're almost like, you're almost monk status.
Yeah, you
right?
would look, you would look like a 20-year-old, you know? But
I look like Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi?
The
comedian?
The Marvel character?
Yeah, the comedian dude.
No, Shang-Chi's not a comedian.
Is that like the rings of Saturn?
Yeah, the 10 power.
Wait, who's the comedian guy that came out of Shang-Chi then?
Dude, I don't know. Because, man, Shang-Chi hit hard. And then Black Panther hit harder. And I'm like, whoa, dude. What is next? You know, Brown Panther?
We have Nacho Libre. We talked about this, right?
He's not even Mexican. He's Jewish.
It doesn't matter.
You can't even say Jewish anymore because of what happened with Kanye. But, I mean, not that he was lying. But you just can't agree with him out loud because you get in problems. Like, what, dude? You definitely can't. So you go to Mexico, you can't say there's Mexicans living there because you get in trouble. I mean, you don't get in trouble for that, but that's essentially the same thing. Boy, Kanye.
I agree in a weird way with you.
You just can't say anything.
I can say it, want me to say because you're going to bleep it out. I'll probably cut the segment out.
I mean, Dave Chappelle was right. It's just a coincidence, and you never should talk about it. It is how it is. There's like a lot. It's just how it is, dude. Oh, well, until more people go, you know what?
Einstein
that is kind of weird, isn't it?
Einstein left. He didn't want anybody to know, but...
But he left his wallet there.
Einstein's not here.
Look at this.
He's gone.
He has a tire inflator in there.
A tire inflator in the wallet?
I don't know why he's in there.
He put back his Victoria's Secret card?
Oh, you're right. You know, that's another form of discrimination. Men can't work at Victoria's Secret. Not straight men. you'd get in trouble so quick, dude. Imagine if they hired you for Victoria's
Secret.
They're
like, Z! Stop smelling that! Dude,
it's a return. Like, you'd get fired so quick, dude. Like, most men could not last working there, dude. There's
you're
no
like
way.
One of the stray cats that, like, you scared, you know? And they just
all my life, dude, I played football. Any of those guys, I would never trust them to work at Victoria's Secret. If I had a girlfriend, I'm going to go. Which day? I'm like, dude, I would not want him in there, dude. I think you'd look
I can imagine you. I can imagine you like just working over there. You'd be like, hey, what's up? It's your guac to Victoria's Secret.
Would you pretend to be gay just to be able to get the job there?
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, I love the cute ones, the little flask one. And then they, like, this one's are they break your character so quick. You would not. I'm just picturing. You're like, I'm picturing my boyfriend wearing it. Yeah, right. All right. Where's a picture of your boyfriend?
I'm picturing Carlos in that right there.
Oh, dude. You couldn't last, dude. 1 week, dude. You could
the
not.
The way his
you'd come home and drink so much. You'd be gone in a week, bro. You'd be dead. It'd be a casket, people burying you and dancing.
Yeah, I bought these for Carlos. Yeah. And, like, they, trust me, they're
oh
so good.
Oh, my God, dude. That's a funny one because I just thought about, like, that's so true, dude. I can't, like, you couldn't picture them being a daycare person either. You're like, I don't want him anywhere near my kids. I don't care how good he is with kids. No. We're going to have super fun. I'm like, and I'm unenrolling in this. Like, I'm taking him to work with me. He's going to work with me in the welding factory.
In the coal mine.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to get black lung.
Yeah, that's better than what's going to happen to you up there, kid. Trust me. I'm like, what? Dude, I'm telling you, that is so true. Now, can you think of other jobs where it might be, like, unlikely for you to see a dude working?
Hooters?
Ah, come on, they're managers. They're cooks. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like,
you probably would be really disappointed if he was your server. He's like, my name's Adam, and I'll be your server. You're like, ah, oh, no, I'm sorry, Adam. We're going
to
get
I remember
that
we went to the mall one time, me and my woman. We went to the mall, and we went to, I forgot the store. What's it called? If she's listening, she'll probably text me what store it is. But sorry, she is listening.
That's a big if.
No, she's always listening because I always come home and sleep on the couch. That's why.
Like, you want to work at Victoria's Secret, huh? You're like, so, no, I said I couldn't work there.
I forgot what store this is, and it's like one of those like basic white girl stores. You know, like it's like
whoa, Claire's.
I don't know. It's
Claire's is pretty basic. It's not Hot Topic.
No, it's like anyway. So Spencer's? I went to like the no. No, it's like those like
gotcha
uptight like you know like white people like
what.
I don't know what's it called. It's
like Lauren Elizabeth or something like one of like.
It's like a weird name like that where they just sell like clothes that nobody would really wear in public. Like they're like
Plato's Closet. Wait, I'm trying to think. Wait, it's not Ross because people wear that in public all the time. I've seen so many guys wear the Ross shirts.
No,
I know that because I'm there.
Imagine an Abercrombie and Fitch.
Hollister?
How do you say? Imagine like one of those stores there, right? But
is it Gap?
No, it sounds more white. The name,
Aeropostale.
Yeah, I think that's it right there.
Aeropostale is like a mix for those people that can't afford Abercrombie and they can't afford Hollister, so they get like the one that's.
I don't know. I'm just gonna go ahead and say yes, right? But we went in there.
I just go to the thrift store.
We went in there and I was trying on a shirt. And it was like a button-up shirt, and the dude there, he's like, "This looks so good on you, like, oh my god!" It's
I would have bought two of them just because of that.
And I
you're a fool.
And then, and then basically, like after we went at the store, I told my girlfriend, "I'm like, you better be careful. I have options now."
What was it? The comedian? Oh, Tommy John again. He said that a gay guy was flirting with him, and
John
his girl,
again. John, what happened again? To just the first?
Well, I mean, he became John again. I don't know. He was born, whatever.
He had to be born again?
It was funny because he said that his girl was really angry with him because he was about to start a life with the gay guy because he didn't have like the courage to tell him that he wasn't gay. So he just went along with it just to not be like rude. And then his wife got mad at him. He's like, "I think you're just mad because he was way hotter than me and he was after me, which means you could only pull me, but I can pull that. You can't pull that. So you better take care of me. Otherwise, we're going to have problems." Tommy John again's a legend, dude. He doesn't really do a lot of stand-up anymore, but you should definitely look him up.
Yeah.
You get a chance.
I might.
So what kind of shirt was it? Do you know what it was? It a fruity shirt?
No, it's just fruity, like, I mean, was like a button-up like button-up shirt with like the little like the cuffs already like pre-rolled up for you.
Oh, yeah. It's like don't roll them down because you'll never be able to wash this again.
And I think I had basketball shorts on as I was trying this on.
You were ahead of the trend, dude.
Right.
So would you... Okay, how do you feel about Hawaiian shirts, I have to ask?
I like them.
But you're not Hawaiian.
Doesn't matter.
But you do wear them?
I'm not. Never mind.
Damn, buddy. See, here we go. Put it there. Boop. I hate you.
I mean, I'm just kidding. I like Hawaiian shirts. I don't think I can pull them off yet. I mean, once I complete the, like, once I go for the whole dad look that I'm trying to go for,
bro,
then maybe.
Tell me why nobody in my family likes to see me wear Hawaiian shirts, but I love wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Dude, they're comfortable.
They're comfortable, dude. They're so breezy. I took them to Chicago, and it was like -3, and I was like walking around going, "Wow, this is really nice." I could cut like windows with my nipples, dude. It was so cold, but I felt so
like,
great.
Oh my gosh, she's stuck. Help her!
Yeah, dude, I'm stuck under the bed again.
My wardrobe right now is basically like band shirts, so once I get out of the band shirt phase, then I probably will start going Hawaiian.
Where do you pick them up? Do you go to Spencer's?
Online.
I didn't think Spencer's was still in business, but I went over there.
Mainly online.
There's a lot of butt plugs now.
My woman's got me some shirts, and I think she went to Spencer's or Hot Topic. I don't know. The one that has less butt plugs.
Oh, Hot Topic.
There you go.
Spencer's is like
full of butt plugs.
Yeah. How did you get the job here? You're only like 18. Like, what are you doing here? I saw a guy working there, and I'm like, you just won the lottery when it comes to jobs. Like, because that's such an easy job. I'm looking for something that doesn't require as many batteries. Like, I got your back. Customers love this one right here. This model right here called the Dragon X5. Like, just, dude, what a job to have, bro.
The car salesman, like, you know, like, slaps the roof of this bad boy.
Just smacking it on the table. He's like, yeah. This one's durable. It sticks on any surface. It's like, what? Bro, and then Halloween comes around, and he's just the man. He's like, if you need a discount,
look at how many
suction
cups this one has right here.
Bro, if I worked at Spencer's, I would put that on my profile. I'm like, yo, Spencer's rep right here. Hit me up if you need any discounts or something. It's like that. You get way better connections with that than you would as working at Foot Locker. Because everybody knows they're only using you for the shoes. But for Spencer's, it could be gag gifts.
Or
too.
There could be referees that just have part-time jobs.
Because all the... Okay, think about the people that go into Spencer's. Dude. They like anime and they like sex.
I don't know about that, but...
Okay, do you not like anime when you go into Spencer's?
Yeah, man.
There you go.
No. I don't know. I mean, that's true. I forgot. They sell a bunch of, you know,
sex stuff. Yeah,
yeah, sex toys.
Yeah,
and
butt
stuff.
Plugs and all this, like,
yeah.
Anal beads.
Weirdos
that don't even work good.
Imagine going to the mall.
Yo, their refund policy. Like, yeah.
They said it was a base for a reason.
The return policy sucks, dude. If you open it, you can't return it. Like, come on, bro. Like, half of this stuff.
First of all,
use.
That brown spot was already there. All right.
That bead was missing. Yeah. Okay.
That bead was missing.
It was already smelly. Just letting you guys know.
Like, why do you want it back? Well, why are you returning it? Because the beads fall out of this necklace so easily. I thought it was supposed to be like a Marge cosplay.
I got this pearl necklace for my woman.
Marge Simpson.
Hey, Homer.
Oh, damn, that was pretty good.
Hey, homie.
Wow. you're scaring me, dude. the prank calls you could do. But, okay, when you go to the mall, you said that you go for anime stuff, for anime shirts. Is that where you were going to go with it?
He literally never said that.
I never said that, but I was just saying all right, that.
You guys, wait. Pretend I'm still going to be here, okay?
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
All right, you pretend I'm here.
All right.
Are you really going to leave him alone?
Okay, well, I guess.
Wow.
All right. Happy Einstein time for 3 minutes.
This is initiation.
Can we just pause it?
It's your initiation.
Wow. These guys literally are leaving me. They just walked out right now. All right, guys. So I am in the domain right now. So, yeah, I mean, we just got to give these guys some time, you know, because I guess they had too much beer going on here. So we just got to give them some time to recoup. But, I mean, those who want to join, definitely go ahead and you guys can just click on the button and you'll be able to actually join. Actually, I do not have access to that, so disregard what I just said, actually. Wait, give me a second. I think I might have... Let me just move on over here to the cockpit side over here. Anyways, so, yeah, I mean, you guys... we're just going to go on a quick pause here because I just definitely don't want to talk about what these guys actually want to talk about right now, so just gonna kind of go on chill mode right here. So yeah, we will be back, so everyone just hold on to your horses and we will be back.
Wait, what's hold on, wait up, there's
what happened?
Did he mute all of us?
I did.
You did. Hold on. Wait. Stop touching. Okay.
I can hear you. No, not green, dude. Green is not good. That's good.
It's always no, because now I can't hear myself. There.
I can hear myself when I go like that.
Because you're number two.
You can't, though.
Oh, my bad. Man, there you go. I can still hear myself.
This guy's drunk already,
man. You can't
hear
yourself. I can't hear you.
I can hear myself.
Wow.
You know, now. There.
What did you move?
Nothing. It's always been green.
Yeah,
green
it's
means
been like that, dude.
Green means go.
So anyways, would you ever imagine yourself working at Victoria's Secret?
No, I don't. Maybe in the
you
inside.
You think they'd hire you? Have you ever seen a straight guy work there?
Maybe in the corporate side, but not in the retail store. Not in the
more
retail store.
More strings.
Yeah, not in the
more,
retail
more
store.
More dental floss.
Yeah. More
We were just definitely not in the retail store.
We were just talking
corporate,
about
corporate, yes, for sure.
Okay, well, we were just talking about how that's one of those jobs where you could literally not, you'd have to fake being gay just to get a job there. And if you did, it'd be probably not the best place for you to work at.
I don't know about that.
She goes, "Do you know where the green ones are?" And you're like, like you start shaking.
What kind of green?
Yeah. May I make all a recommendation?
Imagine if it's actually just like, imagine an actual serious person, though. They're going to be like, "Oh, do you have any of the green ones?" And she's like, "Do you have any of the green ones?" She's like, "We have OD green. We have lime green. We have this green.
You get a guy from
what,
like,
what kind of green?" It pulls out literally a freaking spreadsheet of like the colors of the greens. They're like,
olive green, army green,
oriander.
You're like, this one right here is a green, but like when you look at it in this kind of light, it's kind of maybe teal.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would be awkward. If a girl says, can I make a recommendation? How about this pair? Oh, you know what? That's cute. But if a guy goes, "Can I make a recommendation?"
Like, can I make
me like, you can't, dude.
Well, it depends. You know,
but look, you're buying.
He's like, I'm wearing these right now.
Well, it depends. I guess it depends on how the guy states it, you know. But
you have to be. You have to pretend to be serious.
I've gone to an actual, like a legitimate tailor, and he told me, he's like, "Well, can I give you a recommendation on the type of shirt you're gonna get, or on the type of shoes you're gonna get?"
Yeah, but those are shirts. It's not like, "Can I make a recommendation on the type of lotion you want to use?" You're like, "What, dude?"
Well, it depends, you know.
For sure, bro. Hit me up. Tell me what it is.
If he's a dermatologist? Is that what you call him?
Dermatologist.
So for the people that like specialize on the face, I mean, I'll be like, "Yeah, go for it."
The skin.
Yeah, the skin. Yeah. So I'll be like, "Go for it."
Dermatologists don't work on the face only.
Well, whatever they are.
All over the body.
All over the body. So, but if it's one of them, go for it. I don't care how creepy you say it. Give me a recommendation, you know. But if it's just some random creepy dude that
some guy like, hey, you're dating her, right? Let me give you a recommendation. She likes it when you hug her like this. She's okay. Like, how do you know that? You would be offended, wouldn't you? But that guy may know more than you about this specific person.
Exactly.
So what do? Do you take advice easily?
You take the advice.
You take the advice.
I always listen to advice. I'm like, if you're gonna tell me stuff, go ahead. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I'll take it. I won't use it, but I was like, I'll definitely take
it. I just do
advice.
This. I'm like, oh, okay.
Cool. Hey, wait, guys, let me ask you a question though. You guys ready? Okay, cool. So what do you guys think of, it's kind of going side off track here, going back to like what we were talking about earlier about COVID.
Your so back off. We were never talking about COVID. But yeah.
We never talked about COVID. At one point, we were talking about
COVID. We talked about Spencer's.
You talked about COVID.
Oh, I talked about COVID. So going back into that. Spencer's. Going back.
Let's make this about you again.
Yeah, we're going back about me again here. Okay. So what do you, I want to get you guys' opinion. Like, what do you guys think about COVID? Like, do you guys think this was purposely made, or do you guys think
it's definitely a man-made thing? But my thing was that it was accidentally came out of the
why can't you silence your phone, dude?
Ah, this thing, bro, keeps going back there.
Just, anyways, oh yeah, just lower the volume, bro. Just
You can't lower it down all the way down. That's the lowest it goes.
You can't go on mute in silent mode. Your phone does not have silent mode.
Not for when you go into Wisdom app.
So your phone has silent mode for everything.
Do you want me to give it to you?
Oh, please.
No, it's your phone.
Anyways, answer the question. Go ahead.
So I believe. So obviously, the spike proteins. You know, that's all I gotta say. So it's obviously man-made, but I don't necessarily think that it was unleashed upon the world, you know, just like that. Like, now they're going to die. You know, no, it had to be like they accidentally like got the strain on them or whatever, and then like.
So you think it was released out there accidentally?
Accidentally, like it was basically yeah.
Do you think if turkeys gave you COVID, do you still eat them for Thanksgiving?
Bro, it'd be more of a genocide.
You think they would have switched to a better animal?
They said it came out from
ham is more superior than turkey.
Originally,
at me, bro.
They said it came from bats, and everyone was still eating bats.
Yeah, no, they originally, Mr. Fauci said it came from wet markets.
Fucci.
Yeah. Wait. Mr. Fucci. Yeah.
Does that mean that Batman was a villain the whole time?
That's how it started. He was the AIDS.
That makes
sense. He was the ground zero.
He wanted to take out all the criminals. He took out innocent.
How about Yuzi? What do you think? Do you think?
I think that Spencer is a much better place to work than Foot Locker or Forever 21. Because Spencer's, you get anime, and the people you can talk to is a lot of anime-related, but they also have those adult sections, so you have to be
but
like,
then they're
oh,
weird.
I can't sell that.
But then they're weird. So like, you basically mean like maybe, maybe like 3% of the non-weird people are like the cool people.
Yeah, but you get the punk rockers and stuff, but then they get really rude whenever you ask them a question. Hey, do you know where I can get this shirt? I don't watch anime. I'm like, dude, I didn't say that.
I'm just looking for the shirt.
What question?
Well, he answered. This guy's like trying to go back to the other subject. What? Like, bro, who cares? You're treading on some mighty thin ice there about making
so
fun of
standard size butt plug, or you like to play more
standard,
like,
unless you're having a special occasion.
So, the special occasion with like the
you never stretch a nice shirt unless you're planning never to use it again. Okay,
this guy.
Let me tell you, you paid a lot of money for that shirt. You don't stretch it out.
These guys are hella drunk right
now. I'm telling you right now. Would you? You'd buy a nice $30 shirt and just stretch it out for no reason.
Well, obviously, because I'm a large, but I like to fit in a boy's medium, all right?
What, for an experiment? That's what you would do it for? Like, you're a doctor now all of a sudden? You're Fauci? Is that what you're doing? Is that
Fucci,
what Fauci did to you?
It's Fucci.
Yes, that's what I tell my woman. I'm like, come over here. Let me give you the shot.
Sheesh. And that's why she's dead. Huh? Just because that makes sense. Jeez. Gun violence is real, dude. Look, just keep that away from me. So, COVID.
Too late. Moving on forward. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there when they released it. there you go. Facts. Reals.
I never worked over there in those places. So.
No. Same. I just saw them release it and put it on Gore.com.
Same thing applies to your... Go ahead. Moving on forward.
What? Forever 21?
Anywhere.
If girls are out there listening...
Victoria's Secret.
Would you feel comfortable getting advice from a guy... At a Victoria's Secret and a straight heterosexual male, would you be okay with that? Would
a
you
feel straight homo sapien? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's where I was going to go with that, which is a human being.
You're going to get canceled, homie. You're going to be the next Kanye here, boy.
I never say anything about those people. Just coincidences. I know it's coincidences too.
I don't know, man. You're making fun of a lot of these people, man.
I'm not making fun of them, dude. I'm saying if they like
you used the F word earlier.
You wouldn't be making fun of
them. Oh, I did say fun. Yeah, you're right. Can't say fun.
Just be careful.
Oh, man.
Wait, what are you going to get canceled on? Nothing. Move on forward, man.
That's the point.
Just keep moving on forward.
This is our 30th podcast.
It doesn't matter at this point. What are you
going
to get
canceled on? The 30th?
Nothing. More like the 130th. Jeez. Honestly.
Haven't we passed the 100 mark already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. For sure.
And still nobody's listening to us?
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
That's weird.
Yeah.
We should probably do something about that, huh?
We should. I say we get people that work at Spencer's, and we bring them in, and we talk to them about their experiences working there. I'm sure they have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
You could you imagine 8-hour shift there? Arranging things that come out of a box and putting them on the thing. Can you imagine the things you have to organize?
Don't pretend you don't want to do like part-time
shit.
Dude,
I would love
there.
To work there if I was young and stupid. Like, I would love it, dude. Not that the people that work there are young and stupid, but they are young.
You're like right there fighting with the 9-inch dildo. You're like
nine.
This is a weird.
Sheesh.
This is a weird third arm. That has like a rubber fist.
You're like right there. You're
they have props there.
You're gonna be that guy. Like instead of the pointer, you know, like trying to point to this. You're using the dildo. You're like, no, this right here is.
Be like, oh my god, daddy.
Oh my god,
man, you should have brought another one, man. I already ran out,
bro. These cost money.
I got you next time. All I was right. gonna tell this guy, but we were hella late.
It doesn't. You guys are always late, so it doesn't matter.
Shh,
anyway. I mean,
always on time.
If you have,
I'll text you the details.
All right. If you have keys, you can just.
Dude, I'll send you my Venmo.
Yeah.
You can send me the money while you go buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the way it works.
I like capitalism, but I like where this is going. Makes sense.
Doesn't Spencer own Hot Topic too?
Well, why are you so centered on Spencer's, bro?
Because
he
forever.
Likes the fact that they sell butt plugs there.
Yeah, I think so.
Dude,
right?
I couldn't believe they sell that at the mall. When I first found out, I'm like,
I can't believe you actually use the butt plug. Wait, what? All that silence. See, they're all quiet about it. He's all like, damn, you got me right there.
I have cameras all over my room.
He's like, they told me it was a suppository.
It's like, apparently, it's supposed
you
to prevent
prostate
cancer.
Can I get that in a suppository? And they're like, we'll just inject you. Can I tell you where? Like, no.
He's all like,
you
just,
can't tell me.
I'm
where.
Here for my booster.
Is this supposed to prevent prostate cancer? This is our
boom,
10th, our 10th booster
it.
This month. So you can't have that many.
This is the third time you've been here this week.
I lost my go vaccination home. Card again. It's like, it's digital. I lost that too.
Let me use that butt plug real
I was
quick.
Hacked.
Yeah, just go to Spencer's real quick, and that'll prevent you getting prostate cancer. Go for it. Not a problem.
Jesus, man. What do you have about against people with cancer?
He doesn't like butt plugs.
Yeah, he's talking to people with cancer. He loves butt plugs.
Who doesn't? Tell me one person who doesn't.
You
I can name a person that doesn't like butt plugs, but they're probably listening, so I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just because I got. It's just like eating tacos. They haven't ate the right one.
Damn,
there's all sorts of kinds. There's cuernitos, damn, there's carnitas.
Cuernitos,
how to get
there's
a
lengua.
How to get a prolapse. Am I saying that correct? Prolapse?
Jesus, dude.
I don't know what that
calm
is.
Calm down, man. He gets dark, bro. So quick, dude. What's going on?
Dude, seriously. It
this is like the ending of Wakanda, dude. Like, chill out, dude.
Illegitimately leads to that, bro.
Damn, it's the end of Infinity War. Like, what are you doing,
this
dude?
Guy.
Captain America just died. Right, like,
man, you gotta face the facts, man. You gotta face the truth, man.
Yeah, everyone dies.
If you're gonna go that path, man, just gotta be prepared, man. Give it like 6 months, and boom, you're there. Just give it some time, man.
Someone doesn't like to have fun. All right, so
yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah. No.
Whatever. I mean, it's 6:41. It's up to you.
Well, we don't. We haven't even hit the true self one. Hold on, then.
Hey, ask your question.
There's
like 20 minutes of us using the bathroom.
Actually, you were only gone for 2 minutes and 41 seconds, but anyways.
That's 5 minutes.
Let's record another one.
Hold on. We haven't even got to that point.
Ask the question.
Ask it. Ask the question.
Ask
the question.
Ask right, the question,
all right,
bro.
All right. So.
Ask.
Yes.
You know how it is. Question. Whenever we have a topic for an episode, we start talking about everything else except for the topic until the last piece of the episode. Usually that's
the milk
and honey
the
episode.
Yeah, uh-huh, milk and honey.
So why is it milk and honey, though? I've always heard milk and honey. Because like,
they're the two most expensive things.
Honey on them.
Plus, you could bathe in them. They did back in the day. It keeps your skin nice and smooth.
Makes sense now. I mean, I got honey, but I just never like understood the milk part. Like,
it's expensive. What are you going to have, goat milk?
I understand. Salt was also expensive.
My God. We just talked about, okay, that's going to be the next episode, about the oat milk and how that's fake and it's just water oat. But for now, let's talk about this. This episode was titled Your True Self. Yeah. Let's get into the point.
I already told you my true self. I want to be Cassius Clay.
When do you think people are their true selves? I have two mindsets.
In the restroom.
When they're with their true homies.
What is with this mute button that this guy can't get?
When is somebody their true self? When you're at your most vulnerable.
You think so? Like, give me an example. I have a few examples that I want to go through, but I want to see what you think first. Maybe we could save this for the next episode, now that I think about it.
Yeah, you should probably. That's what I was telling you.
No, I got like five good ones. Hold on.
Okay. When is somebody their true self? Yeah, like mainly like you're most vulnerable, like either when you're sick or, I don't know, like when you're with somebody that.
But you can still lie if you're sick. You can be like, I love you, Chelsea. And she walks away, you're like, I hate that girl. Don't let her back in. Like, you're not your true self.
Close the door, lock it.
Think of moments where you can be, you're not wearing the facade of customer service. You're not wearing the facade of an employee.
When you're at home and it's 9:30 p.m. and you're getting ready to go to sleep and everything is like frustrating you. And yeah.
But is that just like, is that when you release everything? You're like, this is the real me. I'm just mad or I'm tired.
That's when I release everything. Yeah, that's when I tell her that this is like I'm beating her for my.
You're beating her at what?
At chess. Okay. We play chess.
Okay.
That's why she has black eyes.
Interesting.
Boy, that michelada, dude. That did a number on you.
It did.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of liking it. The more I drink it, it's actually not that bad.
Since when was this here? It's been in there.
Dude, that's why chess.
Dude. This is lit. Oh, wait. Look at the damn table.
You barely realize that?
I thought it was just the design. I didn't think that
was. Damn, we broke this table so many times, so many different ways.
You love it. Okay. You love this game, so it's like you never even played it.
Okay, so you think you're your true self when you're tired?
Not when you're necessarily tired, but just like when you're home. Like you're just like.
You're vulnerable,
you're
so you
kicking,
can be yourself.
You're kicking back like with your significant other just like right there.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I like. I mean, if you want to go morbid, you know, like when you're, I don't know, on your deathbed or like you think you're going
to
die.
I mean, even then, you don't have to. You can be an actor the whole time. You can go out like a winner.
You're like, and scene.
Yeah. If you're a pope and you're like, I love everything. They turn off the cameras like, I hate everything. I love Satan. They die. He dies. It's like, what? His whole life. Well, okay, that's definitely one. Okay. So, Einstein, when do you think people are their true selves?
I feel like people, they become their true selves when they are comfortable with the specific people they are with. You know, they have clearly broken the ice. They start to show their true selves, their true colors, as you could say.
But is that more of themselves or is that their true self?
Because
you might not even show them their true self. It's just more pieces of the real you.
That's true. I feel like pretty much when they're alone. When they're alone is their true selves, their true colors. When they're alone in the room, probably about to go to bed and they're on their phone.
Okay.
10 at night, I don't know, 12 at night, 1 p.m.
You're shitposting.
1 at night. And I was like, who knows? So it's like, I feel like that's when someone's is their true selves, probably. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Let me put this thing in. I know we have a guest waiting in the lobby here to come in. So before we do, here's my thought. I was thinking about this a few days ago, and I'm like, this is a good point to bring up because I would like to see what your guys' opinions are. And obviously those people listening, I would want to get their opinion on it too. But I think two situations really... Oh my God, this damn mute, bro. Like, how hard is it to put their phone on mute? If two situations in life really allow you to see the true person. I feel when someone is laughing uncontrollably, that's when you can see what really triggered them to laugh.
You're like, hey, that's not that cute laugh you do.
Yeah, exactly. You can see more of their true self because they're you're laughing, you're trying to stop yourself from laughing, even though you know.
Instead of that cute one, they're like,
yeah,
they're like,
or you can say like, old people, like I would never laugh at someone being in pain, and then you see a person fall down the stairs, and they're trying to hold it back. That's a picture of their true self. That's who they really are. They're trying to fight it. But I also feel when they're angry. When they're angry, it's a picture of the real person because there's no wall, there's no illusion, there's no like I need to be a nice person, I need to be more like receptive, I need to be, you know, or whatever. It's just who you really are. So I feel when you're angry and when you're truly letting go in laughter or just, you know, that kind of stuff, I think that's the closest picture you get to the real person.
All right,
Mr. Josh Bush. Having you coming in. I want to see what your thoughts on it are. And again, welcome on the show.
Thank you.
Or John Bush. Sorry, I said.
You said Josh? Oh, how dare you?
I thought I did. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. To answer your question, I think we are always our true self. It's just a matter of how we express ourselves and where we are at on terms of security from someone that is external. Like inside of you, you're always you. You always have this openness with yourself. But in comparison to expressing that to other people, I think when you want to be social, you have proper etiquette to follow. I think we all have this standard that's placed upon us, like when we go out there initially, but then we look when we connect with other people for the sense of security. And sometimes that requires some vulnerability. And then we are able to express more of ourselves, if I'm coherent.
So you, so I don't know if you were listening earlier when we were talking about, you know, somebody trying to get at, you know, a significant other person, right? So like, let's say you were at a bar and this person was looking at you and giving you the, you know, like the wink and all that right there. Like, so you wouldn't say that you put on like, quote unquote, you know, like this persona of like Mr. Romantic or anything like that when you know that's not you. Like, would you still consider that your real self, even though you're putting on a persona that you think they might like?
I mean, it's the real physical self.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No, so that's what I'm implying is that there's proper ways how we're conditioned to approach one another. Like for me, now that I understand, like I think as a man, and if you get a wink from somebody from you know, across the way, you're going to assume this position that is socially expressed by women, like what you think that woman wants socially. So you're going to try to conform to that to get to, like, to get closer to that person.
Yeah, you're matching the energy, right?
the energy. It's a thing that we all kind of fall into socially. But as you get closer, you're starting to become a little bit more secure in the way this person expresses themselves, a little bit more vulnerable that they, you know, when they express it to you. So then you kind of open up, or you never hit that. And over time, you just kind of like branch out of that standard that has been placed upon you. And some people may see that like as a different character that's within you, like, oh, you weren't like that when I first met you. Well, I just kind of conformed to this proper etiquette just to get close to you. But now that I'm close to you, now I can let loose of more of who I am. And now suddenly you don't like that. You know, it's that kind of situation, if I can put it that way.
So that's the thought. What I was mentioning there is a lot of people have this social acceptance behavior, these like norms, this customer service voice, hey, welcome, thank you for calling, blah blah blah. There's things that you do that are out of the normal, but you do it to fit a need, right? It's just like a tool. It's like you're wearing clothes though on your person. Your personality is like clothes, right? Sometimes you need proper clothes to work out. You wouldn't go into the frigid cold naked. You'd wear something that's going to be insulating, is going to keep you warm. So in certain situations you would adopt certain personality traits. And I guess some people call that being fake. I don't think so, because I think you need to be a certain way, and some, you can't express yourself. You can't be yelling at a funeral. You have to have – there's etiquette, obviously. I mean, you could be yelling at a funeral, but you don't want to do that. Those etiquette – those pieces of etiquette are the ones that really dictate how well you're going to get along with other people. But at the end of the day, what is your true self? Is it a person – I mean, your true self, is it this base that doesn't like this, doesn't like that, but tries to adapt so that way people like you, or you can fit better in society? Are you changing your base self in order to fit certain needs, or is that not your true self at that point?
Like I stated before, I just think people should be a little bit more solidified in who they are and what they are as beings, and not let someone that is external dictate that. And that's the issue, is when somebody outside of you says, oh, you're fake, and then suddenly you just kind of change this inner you to conform to that perspective of a person that's outside of you. When in fact, inside of you, you always been this person. And like you said, we have this standard. It points to respect. It points to this security and value, and that we're supposed to represent in order to get these people that's around us to feel a little bit more comfortable around us. If I'm coherent, but yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, for me, it's just a place of you're just you at all times. It's just a matter of expressing that to people.
Feel free to come back in. I do think there's a truth to that. I know that in the past couple episodes and in the past since we started the podcast, I always mentioned that in my thought, and maybe it's grim or maybe it's just like my thought process is that everyone is a hypocrite. There's always going to be moments where you want to live up to a standard, but everyone's going to fall back on it. And it's a normal thing to do that. But to expect someone not to is setting yourself up for failure, for expectancies of things that are not
likely to, you know, unrealistic expectations of other people and yourself. But the reason I was thinking about that is because I really think that when someone is angry, the thing that got them angry is something that maybe they justly care about. Because it's hard to fake anger. I mean, not that you can't do it. Of course, someone can do it. But it's hard to fake it because it's such an emotion that comes from it. You can even fake sadness. You can fake a lot of emotions. But one of the laughter and anger are two very difficult things for someone to fake for a long period of time. And usually that gives you a good window into what the person truly believes in, stands for, what they really think about. There's things that you could say, like, I don't like cars. Like, those tires look dumb. A comment as broad and open as that one probably won't affect many people unless the person's into cars. And then all of a sudden there's anger. Like, what do you mean you don't like that? Or maybe the investigative thought process, and like they start asking questions. I'm like, why is it that you feel or think that way? So my thought process comes from thinking about what situations can occur when you start a line of questioning. And again, you can't really get to the basis of a person. Even some investigators that they do for, if you watch any of those detectives sit down with like serial killers people that they, oh my God, I'm messing up right now, but they do,
what?
When they sit down with suspected,
what, like the culprits?
Yeah, there's a word for the investigate. I'm going blank right now. They usually they do, like, Jim Can't Swim is a YouTube channel that all they have is a collection of like tapes from detectives interviewing and talking to those suspected, you know, people. I forgot what the interrogations.
Oh, okay.
So when they do interrogation videos, you're asking a line of questions. Usually one of the things that the detectives will try to do is push an emotion. And the emotion that they try to save to the end is anger, because anger usually at that point brings out the truth.
At first they play with them, like saying,
yeah, they,
like,
try to,
you
be
did
nice.
It for self-defense, right? You, this is like, we understand you, we get you, you know, we know why you did it, you know, it's because, like,
it's understandable, your mom only fed you 3 times a day, why wouldn't you do that? Yeah, they try to,
they basically they try playing on your softer side. Yeah, exactly. They're trying to make it seem like, oh, like they're on your side, they want you to be like, oh, like, it's okay that you did it, you know, like you did it for this obvious reason right here.
If it doesn't happen, though, then they go into the idea of getting them angry so they can help dictate the emotion or the reasoning why there's emotion behind certain things. So, I don't know. That's what I think. Do you have any thoughts on it? Do you think?
I wasn't here for the question, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the same idea about being your true self. Like, how do you know? Because some people, like, they put on a persona when they're, I mean, again, I know some people say that it's not a persona, it's just a different facet of them. But I feel like they are. Because if you're looking at politicians, the way they're up there, like, we're here for you, they don't mean any of that stuff. They
no, politicians are the definition of fake.
And then religious people do something similar, where they're
religiously,
like,
fake.
They're like, oh, I care about you, we'll pray for you, and they go home like, oh, did you see the car they had? Like, they start, there's two-facing. But they don't mean to do that, but it's just how people are.
It's literally human nature. Like, you're going to judge, you're going to, like, it's just,
so, like, if you go to, like, a yoga retreat, everyone tries to be nice, but as the more they try to be nice, the more they have to push down that anger.
I am more namaste than you.
Yeah, exactly. So
no, look at my dreads. They actually hit the floor.
Yeah, mine are true dreads. They're not fake. So they will go into this idea, and again, I don't want to sound negative because I know that's how it comes off, but I think that's just how true people are. The more I think if you love that about people, if you embrace chaos to some degree, I think you just love people more because you realize that's just how things are. You can make improvements. You can be a better person. Doesn't mean you can't, but you can't eliminate that part from you completely. You can't stop being like that, right?
I get what you mean, but like I said, it's just like everybody's going to play into like a different certain persona that they think society wants them to be. So like it's hard. Like the only way even with your significant other, like you're still trying to impress them in a way, you know, like even like you have them already, you know. So like, I don't know, like when your true self is, I don't know, you're probably dead or you're in the toilet. I think you're in the toilet and you're most vulnerable. That's your true self right there.
Can you pretend not to be angry about something? I mean, can you imagine someone pretending to be angry about something that they don't care about?
My daughters.
Would it be obvious?
My daughter, when we don't give her her cup, and she's like, "Hmm, I angry."
Would it be obvious to tell that it's obvious, right?
She's obviously not angry.
Well, she's little, but can you imagine someone coming into the office or where you work at and being like, "Oh, I am mad that this happened." You're like, "What?" But when someone is truly angry, oh my god, dude, the mute. Like, come on, bro. It's so easy to know. Like right now, like that's frustrating. I can't pretend that that's my true self. You can't make that up. Or like you go back to Spencer trying to return something that you bought. Like you can't lie about that. It's hard to lie.
It was
about
only in there one time. The return policy clearly says no more than 3 minutes at a time.
3 minutes at a time for what?
For the butt plug. Because you know, like, don't you know, like it's like the 30-second rule.
Oh, dude, come on.
Never heard of that one.
And just like that, we're going to end a podcast on a stinky butt plug.
Dude, we need to find better ways to end this.
That was a good ending. I think that was a good ending.
Butt plug. You messed it up right there.
It's your favorite topic, man. It's good. Now you'll be able to review this.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of Purposes and References. Catch us on Spotify, Apple, the Wisdom app, YouTube,
have a good night,
Twitch,
guys.
All these other platforms. Patreon coming soon. If you guys want to support us, go over there, sign up, $500 a month, something like that.
This guy.
I don't know.
Car payment.
There
car
you go, payment. Exactly. We're struggling here. Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye-bye. Peace. Bye.